This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا إن الله غفور رحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وما استنى بسنة الله إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yeah, this is the final episode of Surah Al-Hujurat. So today we're going to conclude the surah بإذن الله تعالى. And then I'm going to introduce our next topic. I can't even wait. But let's just get this done with, inshallah, okay? Lots to talk about, obviously, and really, really important subjects with respect that every single Muslim should know about. And you're going to see what we're talking about very shortly, inshallah. قالت الأعراب آمنا. So now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us that we are all one, that He created us as a population mixed with different tribes, cultures, colors, traditions, and so on, that we are supposed to come together as one. In akramakum indallah atqakum. The amongst you, the ones that are most respectful are the ones who have the urge to please Allah, the urge to connect with and protect their relationship with Allah. In Allaha alimul khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete knowledge and khabir and is fully well aware. Qalatil a'rabu amanna. The Bedouin, they said, we believe. Now today we have, as you can see the title from the title of this video, we have the modern day Bedouin. We believe. I'm Muslim. I accept Islam. You don't have the right to judge me. And we're talking about people, and there's so many of them, that on the outside, the things that we can judge each other with, you know, I can judge you by the way you speak, by the way you conduct yourself, by your behavior, and you can do the same with me. What we're not allowed to judge is our iman, what's in the heart. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later. But the point is this was the same response that the Bedouins during the time of our Prophet ﷺ used to say to him. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَا. They all used to say, Muhammad, we believe, we're with you. But they'll never show up for a salah. They'll never follow his teachings. They'll never follow his instructions. None of that. But when it came time and they were confronted, yeah, we were Muslims. Yeah, we're good. I know la ilaha illallah. I know what the Quran is. I'm Muslim. That's fine. Just leave me alone. I don't have to do all these things that you guys do. Go for Hajj. Fast every Ramadan and starve myself. I don't have to do none of that. Give a portion of my hard working money, my wealth, to the people who don't work, to people who don't have jobs. You know, some Muslims actually make comments like this about zakat. Why do I have to give up? I worked for that money. That was my effort. And I just give a portion of it away? Come on. I'm Muslim. Isn't that enough? So this is the same thing. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابِ. They said, yeah, we believe. Now they said, آمَنَّا. We have iman. We're really sincere. This religion is everything to us. What are you talking about? Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows us best, look what Allah says. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Say to them, no, you don't have iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. You just accepted Islam. So what are we seeing? There's a difference now between the two. There are people who are Muslim, but don't have true iman. There are people who are Muslim and don't have true iman. What are we talking about? Here's an example that I hope you will understand the concept that's being highlighted in this surah. Imagine a family that has two kids. One of them is a real practicing kid, okay? They've gone for Hajj and Umrah, they pray, they practice, they read Quran, they're in classes, you name it. everything with the religion, that one child devoted themselves to it. But the second child is the complete opposite. Second child is into drugs, never wants to pray, doesn't care about Islam, doesn't associate with Muslims. Halal and haram is no different. Completely off a different side, just completely off this particular path. So you have two of these individuals. When one of the parents dies, if you do the inheritance in accordance from the Quran, are you going to give a majority portion to the one who was pious? No. Right? They still have equal portions to an extent, right? So what we're learning from here is a concept that's really important and very simple, but for whatever reason, it is difficult for people to absorb and understand. It's one thing, when somebody tells us that they are Muslim, how do we judge their iman? How do we know that they're real Muslims, that they're true Muslims? The answer, we don't. How do we find out? We can't. So what do? We accept that they say they're Muslim. Period. We don't go beyond that. But you know, human beings, we're curious. Curious creatures. When somebody tells us that we're Muslim, that they're Muslim, we want to find out more why and how they became Muslim. We want to see really and truly if they are Muslim. We're really good at judging. We want to judge. And when I say we're talking about a culture. We want to just take that step further. Judge away. We don't have that right. That's Allah's territory. So how do you judge somebody's Islam? The fact that they verbalize and they say they're Muslim, case closed. You cannot, we are not allowed to go above and beyond that. We can judge behaviors. Like I can say to somebody, look, you said you're Muslim, but I saw you like in a bar and you were literally drinking. Like I walked by and I saw you there. But we can't say, oh man, you might be Muslim, but you're not mu'min, man. You're not a true believer. You don't have iman. This is all just action and rituals for you. We're not allowed to do that. So Allah is saying that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's giving the instruction, قُلْ, you say to them, meaning the Prophet والسلام, is not bringing this about, he's not coming up with this by himself. He's being told by Allah, okay, now you can say to them, no, you guys are not believers. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Instead, rather, say to them, you guys just became Muslim. That's all you did. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And iman never actually entered your heart. You know, we've learned in this surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. That He beautified iman in your hearts. Now Allah, concluding the surah, says, but iman never entered your heart. My goodness, how true this is in this day and age. There are so many Muslims that claim they are Muslims, that they practice Islam. But you wonder and you question, is iman in their hearts or not? It's something to think about. You can reflect about it, but you can't pass judgment on anyone. Allah says they're Muslim, leave it at that. You can judge their Islam, you cannot judge their iman. Huge difference between the two. Huge difference. And so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, وَإِن تُطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. As long as you say, you obey Allah and His Messenger, لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. You will never lose anything of the actions that you perform. Not a single bit of it. You won't lose it. In other words, they'll be counted for something. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to accept that or not, that's His choice. That's His territory. We have no say in it whatsoever. Man, if Muslims, again, as a whole, really internalized this ayah, really understood this ayah, there will almost never be a single fight or disagreement in our masajids. in our communities, in our institutes. It'll almost never exist. Because if you think about 99% of the time when there's a problem, you know, when Muslims fall apart or they disunite or they start fighting, still Allah said in the same surah, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah even called when two groups of Muslims are fighting with each other, He says they're still mu'min. So we can't fight based on the fact that we're assuming or judging that somebody is not a true believer. You know, I don't think you're really in this. I don't think you're really devoted to the masjid. I don't think you're really devoted to the community. I don't think you're really, really in Islam. And you start bumping heads. Allah called even the two groups that are fighting, He called them mu'min. Subhanallah. So who are we? Who are we to take that label and pass that judgment across? Subhanallah. This surah, my goodness. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla continues, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says, He is always exceptionally forgiving and merciful. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. You know, this is the last time in the entire Quran you find a verse that starts off with إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, indeed the believers. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. They are the ones that particularly believe and recognize Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, we saw this a couple of times in this surah. We saw it in Surah Nur. We saw it quite a few times in the Quran. But this here at the end of Surah Al-Hujurat is the last time we see it. Allah affirms, indeed, by no means the believers, particularly those who have iman with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا, and they never doubt for a moment, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they struggle with their wealth and themselves in the path of Allah. In other words, this is not just talking about battle in, you know, in the fields. No, this is talking about that they personally struggle with themselves to change and alter their lives in accordance to the teachings of their religion. They try their best to accommodate and try their best not to accommodate Islam, but to accommodate their life with Islam. That's the next point. A lot of people think this is what's going to be brought up now in the concluding verses, that they do a service to Islam. You know, a group of brothers and sisters come together, they build a masjid, and they think, ah, alhamdulillah, you know, we've done something for Islam. This masjid would never run without us. Wallahi, wallahi. All the classes that we teach, all the masajids that are built, all of the Quran that we teach, everything, they will continue. But you and I are dispensable. We leave. We go. But Islam will continue. You know, we're here. So when somebody feels like, oh, you know, this school could never run without me, now Allah's going to call that out. Now Allah will call it out and literally say to us, subhanallah, what's wrong with you? You actually think that Islam needs you? No. You need it. You need it because why? You're gonna die. You're gonna move on. You know, the world will still continue to turn and Islam will still continue to survive. Look, if the world continued after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what makes you think that something of Islam won't continue when you're not there? The greatest human being to ever touch the ground, when he passed away, Islam continued. Subhanallah. So what about us? What about us? The world should have paused. If we're going to talk about that Islam needs us, it would have paused at the death of the Prophet ﷺ. The world continued. Islam continued. Life moved on. So when that person passes away, that claimed that, you know, nobody could function without them, now, nobody could build without them. Nobody could step and move forward without them. You know, on the day of their janazah, yeah, people are going to be sad. People are going to cry. People are going to weep. But life will continue. Life will continue. Islam will continue إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of judgment. So look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الصَّادِقُونَ. Allah says that the people who never doubted their efforts and they changed their lives to accommodate and bring Islam into them. Not the other way. They didn't try to manipulate and change Islam, because that's also highlighted in the Quran and other places. They tried to make what was halal haram and what was haram halal. We looked at verses like that in Surah Al-Mu'minun. They tried to manipulate that what something that was always prohibited, tried to make it okay. So they tried to fit Islam in their own life. And Allah is saying, those who fit their lives into Islam, those are the people that are sadiqun. They are the ones who have sidq. They are really, truly honest people. Those are the people with iman. Those are the people with faith. You know how hard this ayah is to teach? I can't tell you how difficult this verse is to teach. It's so difficult in so many ways. So many ways. We still live in a time where many of us as members of this ummah are trying to figure out how Islam can accommodate our choices and our lives, our lifestyle. Right? That attitude. Now, oh man, I want to do this, I want to go here, but Islam said it was haram. Ah, there's got to be an opinion somewhere out there. Now fatwa shopping was born. There's got to be a sheikh out there that could at least sympathize with my needs. So now all of Islam is thrown at one person. Watch what Allah says about this. قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. Say to them, are you guys going to teach Allah about His deen? You know, the one who issued these real bizarre fatwas, who wrote all kinds of books and totally manipulated and changed rulings after rulings. Right now, like you guys see behind me, I have some books from my library, right? But the majority of my library is at my office at the Islamic Institute, right? It's there. In that library right now, I have, you know, a very beautiful library, but within it, over the years, people have given me books, have gifted me books, and even sometimes have gifted me books that they've wanted me to look at and question, because the author, you know, wrote 2-3 volumes about marriage and divorce, but they've never come across any of the rulings that the author put in his book. You know, you can marry, you know, multiple endless amount of wives or husbands. You can, you know, restrict the mahar. You can divorce every single day if you want. So where these rulings come from is another story. But the point is, Allah is saying, you actually have the audacity to think or believe that you can teach me about my deen. You can change my deen so that it could serve and accommodate your life. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is how Allah reminds us. You forget? Allah is the one that has the knowledge of the heavens and the earth. Did you forget that? Allah is speaking, I have knowledge of every single thing. What can you possibly teach me? I'm your creator. What can you teach me? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامُكُمْ. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامُكُمْ. Say to them, don't you try, excuse me, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Sorry, I'm skipping around all over the place here. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah concludes verse number 15, that He is the one that encompasses all things and has complete knowledge of all things. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. You tried, they tried, these so-called scholars or authors or people. They tried to impose their Islam. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Say to them, you will never force or impose your version of Islam on me. All students who are in those philosophy classes, college and university, you're studying about the purpose of life, anthropology, Darwinism, all of this stuff. the evolution of life, purpose. This ayah, remember it. It is verse number 17. Verse number 17. Remember this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They came up with their really weird, strange versions of Islam. They totally changed all the rules about hijab, you know, about the beard, about etiquettes and akhlaq, changed it all to fit what their perception or theory about what religion is, should be, and enforce this on you. You know, you ever sit in some of those classes where you get this really intelligent professor, this really smart person comes in, really eloquent in their words, but they'll say things to you like, you know, Muhammad never went to Medina because God told him to, but it was all about business. You know, it was all about the economy. You know, the economy was about to collapse in the Meccan phase. So he migrated in pursuit for a better life for his people and for Islam. And so that's why the first thing they did is they established a government. They build a mosque and da da da. And it just goes on and you're like, we fully well know that there is a spiritual guidance and influence attached to this. There's no iman in this explanation. So here we are, you're talking about the hijrah of our Prophet ﷺ, and excluded what? All of the spiritual elements of that conversation. Throw it out. That's يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلِمُ. They tried to impose their own version so that you would accept it. And then Allah says, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Say to them, you will never ever impose your version of Islam upon me. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. But it indeed, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that has the power and the authority to impose His version of guidance and iman to all those in kuntum sadiqeen, to all those who are truly honest. You know, we've seen sadiqeen a few times in the surah as well. Put it all together, students. If you want to have true iman, the kind of iman that Allah expects from us, you know what you have to do? You know what Surah Al-Hujurat teaches us? You have to be honest. You've got to be someone, and I'm not talking about just honest in life. You've got to have this genuine thirst and honesty to want the right thing, to do the right thing. No matter how inconvenient it may be, no matter how difficult it may be, just try. Yeah, putting that hijab on when it's 40 degrees outside on a hot summer day, yeah, it's really inconvenient. Let's be honest, it's inconvenient. But you're in kuntum sadiqeen. You're somebody who claims that they are from amongst the honest people. So what do? For the sake of Allah, I'll do it. Allah put and obligated this discipline on me, and I'm going to do it. That's how you know. That's the litmus test for you to know, now I have true iman. I'm following true iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is the separator now. Through thick and thin, I devote myself. And finally, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And in conclusion, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاتِ. He has complete knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ. Allah has complete sight بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Of everything you and I do. That concludes Surah Al-Hujurat. So where do we go from here? Well, I'll make this real simple and real quick. What's the surah after Surah Ar-Rahman? What's Surah Ar-Rahman's sister? Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Insha'Allah ta'ala, I want to begin Surah Al-Waqi'ah, insha'Allah. I kind of regret that I didn't do it after we finished Surah Ar-Rahman, that we didn't go into Waqi'ah. I don't know why I didn't think about it then, but nevertheless, I want to get into Surah Al-Waqi'ah for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it's about the Day of Judgment. And I think this is a great precursor to the conversation that will lead us up to preparing for the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is our once a year rehearsal of the entire Ummah, where I look at it as sort of a major rehearsal of the Day of Judgment, Ramadan. Because we gather, I mean, I don't know how this Ramadan will be, but the point is that we'll at least bare minimum, we gather together in our homes and we're all doing the exact same thing as an Ummah. We're fasting. We're praying. We increase adhkar. We're doing our extra salawat, our extra ibadat. We start fasting the same time. We complete the fast the same time. This is unification at its best. Exactly some of the things that happen on the Day of Judgment. But inshallah ta'ala, there is a step-by-step description of not just the Day of Judgment, but also description of the Jahannam in details like you will never know. And in descriptions of the Jannah in details, subhanAllah, like we would never know. And then there's also a lot of fiqh in the surah as well, about the Qur'an and how the Qur'an was sent and how our etiquettes with the Qur'an should be. There's a lot of different things in the surah. So we're going to talk about what waqi'ah means and then get right into it. It's going to be a little bit longer. I don't know exactly how long. I never planned for how long any of these series are. But inshallah ta'ala, we'll take our time as we normally do. Whatever the amount of episodes are, that's what it is. So next, inshallah, starting tomorrow, it is Surah Al-Waqi'ah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So with that being said, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our journey through Surah Al-Hujurat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to honor us and bless us with all of the teachings of Surah Al-Hujurat. Preserve and protect it in our hearts, in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with immense love for our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, and that love is manifested through our actions. Allahumma ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our etiquettes, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to increase us in righteousness, in goodness, good mannerisms and etiquettes, not only with each other, but with our beautiful way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala titled Al-Islam. May Allah azza wa jal cause us of a people that we submit ourselves to His deen, and not the other way around. Not that we expect the deen to submit itself to us and our choices and our lifestyle. No, we want it to be the other way around, because we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count us from amongst the sadiqeen, those who are truly, truly honest for the sake of Allah. May Allah azza wa jal count us from amongst them. Allahumma ameen. With that being said, I will leave it at that. And inshallah, we will see you all tomorrow for Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay guys, take care. Have a wonderful Saturday. I mean, I guess maybe for some of you, Saturday's finishing. Some of you, Saturday is starting. My Saturday is kind of in the middle already. But nevertheless, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day and your rest of your weekend. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.